Good morning and welcome to Trending. I'm so happy to have back on the show with me, Molly Brown from the Couville Visitors Bureau. There has been so much happened since you were on about 3 months ago. Has it been 3 months, roughly?
Has it been that long?
I don't know.
I guess it probably has.
It's flown by. But the biggest event that the city of Couville and Putnam County host every year, the TSSAA Blue Cross Bowl, is happening in just 3 weeks.
Yes.
We're 3 weeks away from 18 teams coming to Couville to earn some gold, a gold ball. And I know there has been a lot of questions and there's a lot of information that you want to distribute to our listeners. So welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks
glad
for
to be
here.
Back.
I'm glad you're here. I think your last time you was here, it was one of my top rated shows. So I didn't know that until later on, but hey, you brought something to the table and I appreciate it.
That says something about your listeners, I think.
I've got good ones. And it's amazing how many people that will come up to me randomly and say, hey, I enjoyed the show. I'm like, oh, great. I'm glad you listened. But this is so, and you and I talked about this, and one of the reasons I want to have you back, because this is so big. This event is, and it's important to our community, especially this year. I mean, goodness gracious, everything that's happened. And you and I were talking, and basically I asked you this question, and I want you to answer it. Why are we still hosting the Blue Cross Bowl in the middle of a health pandemic?
We're getting that question a lot. So the Visitors Bureau is contractually obligated to TSSAA. This is our fourth year of the current contract, or the last year of the current contract of 4 years. We've been hosting for 12 years. This is our 12th year total. And they receive special approval from the governor's office under certain restrictions to be able to continue to host TSSAA sanctioned events, specifically for football. And so by our contract, we are required to host the event. So we're doing the best that we can to host it in the safest way possible. We're obviously going by the guidelines from the governor's office as well as TSSAA. And then we've started implementing our own as well.
So, and let's go back to August. Actually, let's go back before that, because football teams were normally begin practicing even in shells. I say shells, maybe shoulder pads and just shorts, or helmets and shorts, but they do some stuff in June and then they really get in July is when they usually start fall camp is what we call it. And, that didn't happen as quick. They were delayed and then they finally started going and things started picking up. And so August, we had a schedule, high school football teams had a schedule. Some teams did not fully participate. Some teams got their games canceled because of COVID-19. But a schedule was set out and here we are in August and we're playing football. A lot of us are sitting back thinking, there's no way we finish the year. There's no way that we get to December and we get to host, Couville gets to host the Blue Cross Bowl. And so we didn't really have a whole lot of hope, but here we are. We're 3 weeks from it. And unless something crazy happens, and like you said, we have a contract, but I'm assuming, Molly, that for it to change, TSSAA would have to say, we're not doing it.
Correct.
That'd be the only way.
It would be, from the governor's office.
Yeah.
Because definitely TSSAA definitely wants to do everything possible to get these players on the field so they can have this championship experience.
So it'd have to come from a higher power, as in the governor. It can't come from the city of Couville or Putnam County. It can't really, and TSSAA can do it, but they want to do it. So it's really going to take a governor action to say, we're not doing this.
Correct.
Well, hopefully, cause tonight is the second round of the playoffs. And so in 3 weeks, they'll be in Couville for playing the championship games. And as we said, that's 18 teams.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 9 championship games in 3 days. And so we're contractually obligated. We're going to fill that obligation. And I know you've been working hard. I don't know how you're actually awake right now.
I'm living and breathing Blue Cross Bowl. And that tends to be typical for the Visitors Bureau this time of year. A lot of people don't realize how much goes into hosting the games. We start meeting with our steering committee volunteers in August. So whenever the practice season starts, we start meeting. That was all a little bit delayed on our end as well because we didn't know what was going to happen. But we handle pretty much everything until TSSAA gets here and we have everything ready for them. So we work really closely with Tennessee Tech athletic staff. They work really hard on this event as well. And so it's a great recruiting opportunity for them and great exposure for the university, great exposure for Cookeville, Putnam County. And so, we know that it's a positive event for our community. So we spend about 3 months of the year or more really focused on this, solely. And so, it's a lot of work, but you know, those 3 days are really fun.
So, and it is fun, but this year safety is the priority, and safety is always a priority, but you don't think about it as far as health goes. You think about it in other aspects of logistics and access to the field and access to the stadium. You think about safety that way. This year we're thinking more of a health standpoint. So what are we doing as a community and as the Visitors Bureau and tech and everybody involved? What are we doing to take safe measure in hosting?
Yes, it's definitely, we always consider safety. We have a safety plan that we work through every year with Brandon Smith and our logistics and safety team. But this year there is about a 10-page COVID mitigation annex that's been added to it just to ensure that we're covering everything. So everybody will be required to have a mask. All of our volunteers will have masks. We're putting together care packages for each of them to streamline the process. No open food anywhere. We'll be having individual snacks for them so that those who are working back-to-back shifts will have something. Gloves for those who are in more high-contact roles, such as parking, right, handling money, and that kind of thing. They'll also have face shields available for them. We're doing a lot in terms of sanitizing. The TTEU staff is going to be fogging locker rooms, and there's air purifiers going in, and just a lot more things like that to help with the on the player side of things. We're going to be clearing the stadium in between games, which we've never done before.
Wow.
So a ticket is good for one game rather than all day, just so we can help to make sure that we're clearing everything, sanitizing, and doing what we can there. Tickets are going to be available online only, so it limits contact and also limits cash exposure. Just a lot of things like that that we're thinking through and how we can cover the safety side of things.
So how much, and you may not know this, but how much sanitization, I'll get it out, can you do between games? I mean, that's a lot of work, right?
Well, and that's where the TTU athletic staff, they have people on site all throughout the games that are sanitizing throughout.
Okay.
And it'll be more in the higher traffic areas, especially like the restrooms, sure, and some of those areas. So they're just basically going to be doing double time during that time period. They usually do a great job anyway, but we'll be more conscious of it this year. We're also being conscious of that outside the stadium, even with porta potties being cleaned, and just we're adding extra everywhere we can.
Is TTU Athletics bringing in more people this year than ever to help?
Their staff is pretty limited, okay, but we need volunteers, yeah, just more than ever this year. So we recruit volunteers every year. We have multiple shifts. Michelle Huddleston with Tennessee Tech and LaVita Birdwell are going to be leading that effort, and we already have signups available. It went out in Tech Times this week. We also put it out yesterday to do some volunteer recruitment throughout the community, and so we would love to have people sign up. We're doing everything we can to be able to make it safe as possible. We're trying to group people together with their people in their household as well, so we don't have to worry as much about social distancing. Trying to recruit people in industries and businesses who are used to working with each other and being around each other to also be able to prepare for social distancing as well. So just trying to be creative on that side of things.
So, and one of the reasons you're here too is to really market for volunteers, because I want as many people to know how much there's a need for volunteers.
Absolutely. We're adding temperature check stations this year as well, so we'll have more needs in that area. Parking and logistics, you know, all those always take quite a few volunteers. We actually have, there's 700 volunteer shifts.
Wow.
That it takes to run Blue Cross Bowl.
700?
700. So there's 700 shifts.
So when does that start? It obviously starts before Thursday of that week.
Some of those do, yes.
Yeah.
And our steering committee, we basically move into Tucker Stadium for the whole week.
So starting Sunday, really, Sunday or Monday.
So we go the Saturday after Thanksgiving for tent setup, and from then on, it's just...
You're using a sleeping bag or a cot? I mean, gee whiz. We've talked before, I think, when you were here last time. I volunteered as an ambassador for... Mm-hmm. I don't know, 3 or 4 years, and it was so much fun. And we're going to talk about that too.
And that's something else. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the ambassador side, but the need for volunteers is huge. But you know, I didn't have to be there Saturday or Sunday before. You know, that was other people, other volunteers, the mm-hmm. Visitors Bureau, Chamber people, tech, all those people coming in and doing all that hard work. All I really had to do was was be kind to the football teams and go and travel to their semifinal games and just communicate. Communicate's one of the best things. I don't know how good I am, but I know I could do a lot of it. There's a difference in being a good communicator and talking a lot. I know I talk a lot. So I can communicate with those teams. That was easy for me. Being there set up all week and y'all putting in the time and taking away time from family and your normal routine or your normal work, because we'll talk about that as well, what you normally do, that's a lot of work. So you're you've been working on it for 3 months, but you move in and it's basically go time Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to talk more about that when we come back. We're wrapping up the first segment. This has been Rogers with Trending. Molly Brown is my guest. She's wonderful. Second time she's been here, and she is here to offer transparency and communication about the Blue Cross Bowl that's coming up in 3 weeks. 3 weeks, actually 3 weeks from yesterday, is when it starts. So, that's coming nearest, but we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Trending. This has been Rogers. I continue with Molly Brown from the Cooble Visitors Bureau and the main cog in the wheel that gets the Blue Cross Bowl rolling and successful, and she spends a lot of time on that, and that's what she's doing now. So Molly, we ended last segment talking about volunteers. Don't want to leave that subject yet because they're so important. So if somebody wants to volunteer, they never have before. Let's say they listen to this show this morning. They're like, oh, yeah, that'd be fun. I get to help out in this capacity. How would they sign up for volunteering?
They just go to CookevilleChampions.com and click volunteer. And then sign up.
CookevilleChampions.com. So, how many more volunteers are you wanting to see sign up between now and 3 weeks from now?
Well, hundreds. Okay. So with 700 shifts, obviously people can sign up for multiple shifts, and a lot of people do. Right. A lot of people make this an annual tradition, and they love to do it. And they have because it is fun. Mm-hmm. It is I say it's such a great representation of our community and seeing how people come together. A lot of the relationships that I have built in this community over the years are through Blue Cross Bowl because right. it's such a diverse group of people who come together for one big community event that's, near and dear to so many people's heart and it tugs on the emotions, with that high school football championship feel.
Yeah. And it's a great, like I said, I've been every year that's been here, but as a ambassador, it's such a great experience for me. And I wanted to do it this year, but you want to go ahead and talk about the ambassador side?
So the ambassadors it's a visitor relations team. And that's one big component of the visitor relations side of things. And it starts before any other things really start as far as who's exposed, who, the players and the coaches are exposed to, before they get to Cookeville. So, we will be doing a virtual visitor relations, this time because, putting people in cars and sending them across state and asking them to do that and be exposed to even more is a little bit more than we wanted to do. So, we got approval from TSSAA to, have that virtually. So we'll be working through some different things with the ambassadors this year and that they can do Zoom calls and being able to connect them. The ambassador guy that they normally provide the night of the games, that'll be provided digitally to the teams. And, I think that's really, it kind of provides a streamlined way as well because they can use that to search, in a different way than thumbing through a notebook. And some of that's actually kind of helping the streamlining of the process.
So the virtual side of the ambassador thing will be the semifinal game and up to that point in the week of. But when they come to campus and they come to Cooble, then the ambassador will be in person.
They will be here and in person, okay. Masked.
And they'll be with their teams as they always are. And again, those ambassadors are the go-to person for the coaches, the parents maybe that are a part of the big part of the teams and logistics. The ambassadors, those people they go to if they have questions or they need something done, basically, right?
Yes, and that's something that we started here a few years ago, and now it's a requirement within the proposal, the RFP that TSSAA puts out, because we kind of set the standard. It provides so much added hospitality for those teams to have a point of contact that is their go-to from the moment that they win until they get back on the bus to go home.
Which really the teams or the schools, first door to the Blue Cross Bowl in Cookeville, the ambassador is because they meet them the night of the semifinal game, or in this case, virtually probably before that. And that's their hello to, hey, we're Cookeville. We're doing the Blue Cross Bowl. Let us know what you need. And so that first impression goes miles. I mean, I know if I saw one of the coaches that I worked with right now, we would have a good conversation because I feel like I developed a decent relationship with him. Now I don't bother him throughout the year and don't text him, but what a great guy and a great team that I got to hang out with. So it was rewarding to me as well because mm-hmm. it is a big deal and it's a fun weekend. One of the perks, let's talk about perks of being a volunteer. What's one of the perks of being a volunteer?
So obviously they get an event t-shirt. Everybody does stuff for t-shirts. It's yeah. I volunteer for all kinds of things for t-shirts. I'm wearing the event t-shirt today. I brought one for you as well.
Thank you very much.
They are navy this year and they have a new logo. So a lot of people love those and wear those year round, the long sleeve t-shirts. We will also be having branded masks for those who are working as well. And then your credential actually gets you into all the games for free. So you work your shift and then you can enjoy the rest of the event. That's one thing that is a little, you know, different this year as far as tickets. We're going to be normally at one day event for the ticket. Tickets are now going to be per game. So that helps us to be able to monitor capacity, which I'm not sure if I mentioned earlier, but that's something we're also doing was limiting the stadium to 1/3 capacity for each game. And that helps us by doing the online ticket sales to be able to keep track. And,
You know how many to expect for that, mm-hmm. that one game. And yeah, you didn't mention earlier, but it's good to mention 1/3 capacity. And remember after every game, they're clearing the stadium. And so if you're one of those that like I have been where I didn't ambassador and went and watched every game, you're going to have to buy a ticket for every game because you're going to be cleared out, correct? And it's going to be online.
Yes.
Yes. So as before, you could just stay in the stadium and watch all day. Mm-hmm. Now you got to go out and then you're going to come back in. So, some changes, but they're all for your health. They're all for your safety as a visitor. As somebody coming to cheer on a team or somebody just coming to cheer on Cookeville in Putnam County about what a great event we're doing, a great job we're doing here. It's changing, but it's all for safety of the people coming. And I think that's important. And we're not even done talking about the safety measures y'all put in place. We wanted to highlight the volunteers because, as Molly said, volunteers are needed to make this successful and we still need more to sign up. So, what's the website again?
CookevilleChampions.com.
CookevilleChampions.com. I forgot it myself. Capacity of the stadium again, 1/3. So what is that amount? Do you know?
It's just under 6,000.
Okay. Okay. So 6,000 people.
And we also, you know, we have the track where people can stay in. And okay. There is definitely space to social distance. And, for a lot of those games, a lot of times they don't even meet that capacity, right. just based on some of the teams that travel. So we really should be, look more similar to what we are every year. Just the clearing of the stadium will be different.
The tickets are $12?
Tickets are $12. They will also be available at CookevilleChampions.com. Those will connect to the TSSAA and GoFan account.
So I got a question, Molly. There's safety precautions we've never had to do. You mentioned thermometers, mask. Let's talk money. Can we talk money?
We can.
So who pays for those thermometers and masks and all that stuff?
So the Visitors Bureau. This year, thankfully, we were able to receive CARES Act funding that we're utilizing for the Blue Cross Bowl. So that includes the temperature tech tents, the thermometers, the mask, the face shields, the gloves, the hand sanitizers. But that is money that, you know, that takes a chunk of our marketing budget as
sure.
well.
Yeah.
So we utilized our CARES Act dollars as best we could. And some of that still we're going to pay out of the regular Visitors Bureau budget.
Well, I bring that up. This is why I bring that up. We are time invested and we are financially invested in making this thing successful.
Yes.
And so whereas some people may say, well, TSSAA had to pay a fortune for these thermometers or pay a fortune for these masks. Well, it's not TSSAA paying for that. It's the city of Cookeville, the county, it's the Cookeville Visitors Bureau. And because the city and the county fund your operation and what you do, and you got CARES Act money, but that CARES Act money could have been probably used for something else, correct? It wasn't designated for thermometers.
Correct.
Yes. Could have been used for something else, maybe in safety for something else that y'all are doing.
Yes. So our budget is funded by a portion of the lodging tax for Putnam County,
mm-hmm.
and we received eligibility for $106,000 for the CARES Act. So, for example, Blue Cross Bowl, just the temperature tents alone, you know, that's around $4,000. Wow. So when you start adding in the cost of all of this and then the cost of also getting digital marketing out there to the teams and sharing the messaging and marketing a lot more than we normally would, just because we want people to be prepared and how and what to expect when they get here as well. So there's just a lot more that goes into it whenever it's a COVID world.
Wow. So I guess my question, I don't know how you keep up with everything that's going on. I don't know how you keep up with all the marketing, all the logistics and the money side of it. I mean, because you're still really a one-person show at the Visitors Bureau.
Right now.
Yes. Which is what we're talking about now, Molly. Right now,
but
Molly. Right now,
we're talking about. Before Blue Cross Bowl, I will finally have we've had an empty spot on our team since I took this role over in January. My position was not able to be replaced yet. So because of the craziness of the year, and we planned on hiring April 1st, and that was in the midst of tornado recovery. Sure. And a health pandemic. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know what would happen with our lodging tax and things like that. And so, as the year has progressed and our numbers have picked back up and we're looking better, than a lot of communities in terms of visitation, we got the green light from our board to go ahead and fill the position for marketing and sales director. So we will have a new marketing and sales director ready to hit the ground running November 23rd. The week of Thanksgiving and the week before all the chaos of Blue Cross Bowl, and very excited to be able to add a new team member and to have somebody to kind of help carry the load.
So you really are baptism by fire with this new employee. So just, I mean, throw them right into the Blue Cross Bowl first thing.
Yes, yeah. But thankfully, and I'm going to go ahead and share who it is because I did get the go ahead.
Oh, good.
And so it is Amber Asbury.
Okay.
Who is currently working for Tennessee Tech. she and her husband both are very much the brand and the very much the type of traveler that we're marketing to, with very outdoor adventure kind of spirit. She has a lot of marketing strategy background, data analytics, will be really good to help us measure the work that we're doing and be able to get the messaging out there of what we're doing and know who we're speaking to. And obviously, being a Tennessee Tech grad and being a Tennessee Tech employee right now, sorry, Dr. Oldham, we stole another one. She'll be able to really hit the ground running with this event as well and know, already know the layout of the land and everything and be able to help us.
That's great. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that position and how that helps you do your job a little bit better. This is Trending and Ben Rogers, and I'll be back with Molly Brown in just a moment. Welcome back to Trending. This is Ben Rogers. Molly Brown's with me. We've got through two segments. We've got two more and just great information about the Blue Cross Bowl that's coming up in less than 3 weeks, 3 weeks from yesterday is when it actually starts. 18 teams, 9 games, Thursday through Saturday. And it's a different situation with the pandemic this year. So that's why I wanted her to come in, because I wanted to get the information out about how the Visitors Bureau and our community is handling this to make it successful. Talked a lot about that, but we haven't gotten through all the safety precautions yet, Molly. What other safety measures are we taking?
So I mentioned that we're going to be doing masks. We're going to be doing temperature checks. All the volunteers will be required to wear a mask. And then the limited capacity of the stadium, all of that. But plexiglass is being added to the barrier, or plexiglass barriers are going to be added for concessions. We're going to be social distancing the lines for that. Actually, the East Stadium, we'll be moving that outside. So it'll be even more opportunity to spread out when people are in line and make sure that we're not having those kind of like choke points. We're reducing the number of tents on site. We normally have the Tennessee Athletic Coaches Association has a tent. We normally have an activity tent through Blue Cross Blue Shield. We normally have a tent that's like a VIP for all of their corporate sponsors for TSSAA. All those are being eliminated to help to reduce capacity, reduce exposure, allow for more social distancing. So really the only tent that we'll have inside is the media tent. And then we're working with the TSSAA media contact, Matthew Gillespie, to make sure that that amount is limited as well. So that will keep the press box a little bit more spread out as well. So that way they're not in an enclosed space.
Sure.
And then the media tent, they'll be able to spread out in there and do their stories and make sure we get the coverage, which is one of the main reasons we host as well, is the PR value of that. And so we always want to make sure the media are happy.
So I think it's wonderful. It sounds like y'all are doing everything you can to make it safe. But we still want to encourage people, because we don't know, usually we don't have full capacity, or we don't have 6,000 people at every game. So there's room for tickets to be bought other than just the fans of that team or the students or the parents or friends. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing. We encourage you to still go.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, go and enjoy the weekend. Watch good high school football. Watch these, young men play and watch these young ladies cheer and all the great things they do and represent for their community. Go support them and just have a good weekend in Cookeville and be there and enjoy yourself. So we're trying to give you all the information we can give you about how safe it's going to be. But still go. Don't be scared to go.
Right.
So just remember that. Tech's done a really good job with their facilities, and they mm-hmm. got a video board.
They have a video board.
And
yes.
I think you said they're going to do some messaging, maybe?
So that video board's going to be more important for us than ever before. One reason is because we're not doing our program ads this year as well. That was one of the things, because there would be so much more exposure for people being out in the stands selling programs and exchanging cash and all
right.
that. So the program is going to be off this year. So, digital sales for our sponsorships is the only option, other than parking this year. And thank you, Ben Prine with Chick-fil-A, for coming in on that. Twin Lakes got us for the t-shirts as well. And so we're excited about that, but we have a lot of opportunity on the video board. CRMC has already signed on for the mask cam. Which is kind of fitting. And then
how does a mask cam work? I got to know this.
So it's just like the Kiss cam.
Okay.
But it's who's got their best mask on. So we'll just, you know, we have the dance cam. We have a lot of different things like that we're incorporating this year that are sponsorship based. Sidebar ads on the video board, the banner. Laura Wolf and Brent Young are helping us, and leading the sales team efforts on that and making sure that we're getting those sold and helping to kind of balance some of the budget of what we do. Because, you know, this event, every year we're under a contract for $253,000 and we have to make that up somewhere. So we really try to sell as many local ads and get exposure for our local businesses as possible. And the video board is one of those great ways to do that, especially with the cams, because if you get a touchdown cam or, something that's more fun, it's more noticeable. And, I did get confirmation this morning also that Averett's already signed on for the touchdown cam.
These
sponsorships are going quickly. So
yeah.
Reach out to myself or Laura Wolf or Brent Young if you want to get in on those before the deadline.
So I have an idea. This is going to just set the world on fire. You talk about cams. So TAA, I know, is requiring their officials on the field to have masks, I'm
mm-hmm.
sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually put a camera in a mask of the referee. And that way you can put it on the video board and watch mm-hmm. live action from the referee's viewpoint.
That would be cool.
Make it work, Molly. Get it done. I'm telling you, that is a game changer for those people. Actually, that would be pretty cool. I don't know why the NFL or anybody else hadn't thought it. Maybe they have, and I've missed it, about putting a camera on the referee's head. That way you can yell at him more if he misses a call. Like, right there it is, ref. You got it on your camera. I'm sorry. I'm full of ideas today. So good information on safety precautions. Sponsor opportunities. If you hadn't sponsored yet, call Molly, because that video board's going to be huge for that. The schedule's Thursday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, your week starts earlier than that. But the games start Thursday at what time?
11 a.m., and that's December 3rd through the 5th.
Okay. 11 a.m. Thursday, December 3rd.
Games are 11, 3, and 7 each day.
Each day. So, nine games, 18 teams, 3 games a day. Come out, take off. Enjoy the day. Hopefully we got pretty weather. We don't know what it's going to be like. It's
It'd be great if it'd be like weather today.
Yes, it would be. It would be wonderful. You good, Blue Crossbow? Anything else you want to add before we move away and talk about your other duties as the person over the Cookeville Visitors Bureau?
Well, I think just, you know, sign up to volunteer, sign up to sponsor, go to CookevilleChampions.com and you'll find all the information there. And, you know, just support this event and help us to keep it as safe as possible. And, you know,
before we leave it, where is parking available? Is it going to be the same? Access.
Parking will be the same. One thing we actually are doing is we're creating a space for volunteers to park next to the new Fit.
Okay.
And that will offer us them to be able to walk rather than be shuttled. And that way we don't have to have exposure and worry about sanitizing and social distancing on the shuttles.
Y'all thought of everything.
Well, it's a great team. And, you know, you get Brandon Smith and Mark Wilson and Matthew Dexter and some of these folks on. Oh, that's one thing. We also have a medical advisory group that's been formed.
Okay.
With some of our local
sure.
leaders in the medical world.
Sure.
So from CRMC, from the health department, emergency medical staff. Like it's amazing, like the things that they've thought of, and they are who helped to write the mitigation plan for the safety plan.
Okay, good deal. All right, so let's, aside from the Blue Cross Bowl, what's happening in the tourism industry overall right now?
So it's still kind of up in the air for a lot of destinations. Obviously, you know, the numbers seem to be going up, so that seems to create some fear in some people. But from what we're seeing, the intent to travel and the desire to travel is still there. It's just in a different way. Mm-hmm. So we're marketing more to a road trip market as opposed to the fly market that we would hit a lot of times. So, Right. You know, in the past, we would market in Chicago and Dallas and even London because of direct flights to Nashville. Us being so close to an international airport is huge for us, especially, you know, our biggest international travel is CrossFit. So we get a lot of people coming in for that.
Sure.
A lot of events that happen at CrossFit Mayhem have not been able to happen this year. We're going to be partnering more with them soon as well in the coming year and what we can do to help with the hospitality side of what they do. So we're looking more at the road trip market, and we received CARES Act dollars, and the majority of that is going into digital marketing to be able to get people here and inspire travel through the road trip. So basically anybody within a 5 to 6 hour drive or ride, because we're also focusing on motorcycle travelers as well. What a great way to social distance.
Sure, yeah. So where do you start with the digital media side? What platform do you start with that money?
So we actually did an RFP for that and utilized an agency that has been used by the state as well as Tennessee Tech. So Design Sensory in Knoxville is who is helping us with that. We sent an RFP out locally as well as statewide, and we got a few different proposals, and theirs was by far the most comprehensive and providing a lot of measurability. So we want to be good stewards of the money that we do receive and make sure we're getting the most bang for the buck. And so they're able to measure and help us with the insight side. So they will take sections of that money and implement it in different ways, and they'll measure it as they go to determine who's responding best to it.
Okay.
So they look at who our traveler is based on our website analytics and who's looking at things on our social media and whatnot. And then we look at geographic areas. So we're also overlaying that with a streaming digital side that we're working on with Comcast. And that will be more in the Tennessee-based market, but it will overlay some of the marketing that they're seeing from Design Sensory as well.
Okay.
And then from that, we're also going to be layering in marketing to the consumer newsletters. So when we've done shows in Indianapolis or Atlanta, we've gained email addresses, and we will start marketing to those groups as well. So they're going to be seeing us in multiple ways. And then we're doing some blog creative as well of things that you can do safely here. Outdoor is obviously the number one thing. We'll be focusing on Christmas, really Christmas vacation. And there's no reason why that people shouldn't be coming here to do their shopping and coming here to have that outdoor mountain experience. You know, so many people go to East Tennessee to the Smokies. We have so many things here that they could see, frozen waterfalls and winter hikes. And
I believe I heard Mayor Shelton say the tree lighting is going to happen as of right now. So
there was actually there's a whole collection of holiday events that are taking place, whether virtually or in person. Tree lighting and all of that is on our website at visitcookvilletn.com.
I didn't even know I'm trying to help you out, Molly. golly, time's flying. We have one more segment. When I return, we're going to continue talking about the tourism and what other things Molly's been able to, well, lack of what she probably wants, what she wants to do other than Blue Cross Bow, when we come back in just a moment. Welcome back to our last segment of Trending. This has been Rogers. I have Molly Brown with me. She is wonderful. I love her, and I'm always glad she's here. She's given us good information about the Blue Cross Bow. She's updated us on our tourism industry. The CARES Act money's brought some opportunities for you to do some digital media and advertising that way and reaching people. That's what road trip distance we're focusing on now, and I think that's great. So that's within Tennessee. That's outside of Tennessee. Just a lot of good things. And of course, you said you spend 3 months on the Blue Cross Bowl, and I know that's throughout the year. You just don't wait till the, you know, 3 months before it happens to start working. But the last few weeks, it's really been Blue Cross Bowl for you.
Yes.
And I know that takes away from stuff you could be doing otherwise, right?
Well, there's, you know, fourth quarter of the year is really a busy time for tourism because that visitors tend to plan in January. So we need to hit them before they start planning and be prepared to get all of the advertising and marketing out there in advance. Journalists are always planning their editorial calendars really far out. Like, for example, I just got an inquiry from Southern Living last week wanting to know about Christmas vacation destination information for 2021.
Wow.
So we have to be ahead on everything that we're planning. And this is the fourth quarter is usually one of the busiest times for that, as well as for big groups coming and looking at whether it's a bus tour or, you know, a fishing event or anything that's happening, you know, with a group set of things. They're usually planning the last quarter of the year as well.
So you've been busy, but help's on the way. And yes, you announced your new marketing and sales director, and it's actually somebody I know, Amber Asbury, married to Landon. Landon is cousins to one of my best friends, Leslie Heron, who's married to one of my best friends, Ben. So it's, we know each other, and great. She's great. Landon's great. Good people. And you're right. They fit the mold of what kind of traveler we're trying to attract to here, with outdoor stuff and everything. And I think that's great. So what are you doing to help her get on board? I mean, you're throwing her into the fire right away. What'd you say, the weekend of Thanksgiving she's starting, maybe?
It's the Monday before Thanksgiving, and that's when we really amp up all of the major logistics side of things in terms of the bag stuffing and all of the prep of moving everything to the stadium and, you know, all of that stuff. But I think she'll be up for it. She was willing to do that even if her start date was later, so.
Sure. So how's her position going to help you, though? Because you've done so much. Are you going to be able to let some of that responsibility go?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. So my background is more in PR. And so that's something I'll still continue to do a lot of. And as well as, you know, working with our stakeholders and doing a lot more of the networking side and working with the chamber and the Highland Economic Partnership and all of the planning and that side of things that go into it. So that she will be able to really focus on the marketing and strategy, whether it's digital or, you know, doing social buys and being able to put all of her knowledge in the strategy side of things and being able to look at the science of the marketing. She's very big on the data and analytics side of things and being able to measure and know what works. And that will help us to produce reports that will show our stakeholders, for example, county commissioners, what we're doing and how that's really impacting what the ROI is of the work we're doing. So I'm really excited about that side of it. And then she's also going to help with the sales side of things. And I say sales, but it's not your traditional sales. It's more like recruiting groups to come and visit. So, sure. For example, the Blue Cross Bowl would be an example of the sales and group travel side of things. Anything that brings people here in groups, hog rallies, soccer tournaments, chess tournaments, you know, anything like that, anything that we're recruiting people to come in groups. We're looking more at getting into the bus tour market, because I mean, look, we're right on Interstate 40,
sure.
Highway 111. We could be hosting, you know, the bus tour operators constantly.
Right.
So many easy access hotels for them to get in and out of. And right now they're looking for new itineraries. They can't go to the Nashvilles and the Knoxvilles and Memphis and those locations where they're normally going into the museums and doing the downtown things where everything is so congested and they're more worried about the health pandemic. They can come here and see open air, outdoor hiking and biking and doing all kinds of things like that, going to farmers markets, going to Muddy Pond and seeing the Mennonite community. And there's so many things that we can actually take advantage of by being an outdoor destination.
Right.
And that's one of them.
And those events bring people to, of course, our community. They're going to probably stay overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And at last time we talked, our hotel capacity was not full a few months ago, but it was improving some.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going as of now?
We're still maintaining, and that's where we're wanting to make sure that this CARES Act dollars and the campaigns that we're doing right now on the digital side of things are going to hopefully get those folks inspired to come and continue to come, even in the winter months. I know that's something that we've been concerned about is once it gets cooler,
right?
You know, how do we still bring back people to come here and do that safely? And so we're, you know, we really want people to, you know, we've got our little bear logo. So we want people to mask their muzzle. We've got kind of a mask your muzzle campaign movement with that, that all of the masks that have been ordered for Blue Cross Bowl, we will also provide those to our hotels and they say mask your muzzle on them. And so we're working on a few things like that to help to show that we're offering safe travel opportunities. We're partnering more with the state of Tennessee and the TNVacation.com and doing some of the things that are complementary to the marketing they're doing with the For the Love Of campaign. So you guys will probably be seeing that. They're really focusing on Tennessee as a great place to visit, even if you live in Tennessee.
Sure.
So we're kind of mirroring the messaging that they're doing, and that will continue into the new year to help make sure that we're continuing to keep those heads in beds.
And I, of course, I imagine, I've been traveling more for work here recently, the last few months, because the need is there. At every hotel I've stayed at, masks are required.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the way it is here as well. And those hotels will be full, I'm sure, close to full in 3 weeks from now when the Blue Cross Bowl happens. Mm-hmm. So that's something we plan for. We plan for them to be maxed out at capacity, but we wasn't sure it was going to happen. So that's a good thing. So I imagine we'll have a lot of people here that weekend, hotels hopefully full, restaurants are full, stuff like that. But, you know, you're marketing two reasons, in my opinion, for the hotel, because one, that's where your budget comes from. Mm-hmm. For you to continue to operate and give back to our community and help our community bring more people in, you gotta have money. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about money last time about how, and I'm hopefully help you get more of that so you can be more efficient and do more things. But we also were trying to alleviate some of the tax burden on our citizens.
Oh, so absolutely.
People are staying in hotels. Again, they're probably from outside the county, and they're going to pay that tax, which also goes back into our general fund and debt service and schools. And then it goes to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you continue to operate and continue to bring in more tourism, which brings in more tax dollars. It's right. Just a cycle.
Yes. For every household in Putnam County, it's almost $400 savings.
And that's, to me, is wonderful. $400 to me is a big deal. So have you been able to work on anything else maybe coming down that you can share with us the next year that you know of, or has you just been so busy with Blue Cross Bowl, we really don't have anything to announce?
Well, I don't have anything in particular to announce yet. I'm working on something. Actually, you know, when we get RFPs for different events that could potentially happen, we basically have to drop everything. So, just like with the Southern Living feature the other day, you know, I just dropped everything and sent them a pitch because, you know, that we can't afford to advertise with them, but if we can get them to feature us for free.
Sure.
Then that was worth stopping what we were doing and trying to do that.
What goes into a pitch? Let me ask you that. To Southern Living.
Anything that you can do to basically make it as easy as possible for them to copy, paste, and publish.
Okay.
That's what we try to do.
Okay.
Same thing for social influencers. We actually have a social influencer in town this week, from the State Department of Tourist Development. They used their CARES Act dollars to bring social influencers in.
Okay.
So it was an outdoor photojournalist that came in and visited Fall Creek Falls and kind of hubbed out of Cookeville for her stay.
Oh, wow.
So there's so much that happens when people get featured or destinations get featured, and there's work behind that. It doesn't just happen. And so if we're featured in Southern Living or if we're featured in Country Living Magazine or Outside Magazine or Trail Runner, those are a lot of the publications we've worked with to get people here to feature our destination.
Let's take the photographer, for example, that's come to take pictures of Fall Creek Falls. Does this person reach out to you and say, hey, I'm coming, can you help me? Or does somebody else let you know that they might be coming? How does that work?
So for that particular situation, it was TN Vacation. And okay. They were hosting and they selected our area for her to feature.
Perfect.
And some influencers, they pick where they want to go. And so that's really like the new version of print advertising is social media influencers. And what a job to have. You know, they get paid basically just to travel and take pretty photos and post them on Instagram. And I know there's a lot of strategy and they do work. But when we've had people like Paul Tellefson here, he's now requested to come back, and he basically visits different waterfalls now every time he comes, and he provides great exposure for us. And it's a limited cost to be able to get them here and host them for the amount of exposure that we get. And then we usually try to do a contract with them and for them to provide us with insights on how much that their social media reached and, you know, so many word blog content and things like that to help us to make sure that we're getting high quality images and things like that to build our, database.
That's great information, Molly. I know I asked random questions, but I was curious to know.
Good question.
Yeah, thank you. So thank you so much for being here. It's always wonderful that you're here. Appreciate everything you do for our community, your time, and I know you give a lot of it. So thank you again. And come back in a few months because I know you have more updates for us, right?
Yeah, I'm going to bring Amber back, and we'll just do a whole segment with us.
That would be great. Want to wish a late happy Veterans Day to our veterans. I know that happened Wednesday, but thank you so much, veterans, for what you do for our country. Your sacrifice, I can't even put into words what you mean to us, but I'm grateful for you, veterans. So I appreciate you. Happy Marines Day. My producer, Nick, is a Marine, and is a Marine. You're always a Marine, right? Always. You're not a retired Marine. You're a Marine. And so happy Marines Day. That was on Tuesday. And thank you, Nick, for being my producer. You do a great job. Remember, everybody, be kind to one another. Have a great weekend. Smile at somebody. Smile at everybody. Just be nice to somebody this weekend. Be nice to everybody. Just hug on somebody without Corona. don't spread Corona. So hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.